Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Happy Monday. It's Candace King. She's back. She's back, y'all. She is back. She is very caffeinated with a fall-themed cold brew kind of cocktail today. It's not a cocktail with alcohol in it because it's the morning time and I'm a human being that has a lot of things to do. And I'm back in the groove and I'm off vacation mode. So there is no morning cocktails. I'm going to be honest. I had some vacation time in August where that would be a different story right now, where I would be in the middle of a meeting with Mary. And if you don't know Mary, we call her Mary, but it's short for Bloody Mary. And sometimes I meet with Larry, and that's short for Bloody Larry. And if you don't know what a Bloody Larry is, I just learned last month in August that a Bloody Larry is a Bloody Mary, except instead of vodka, it's with whiskey. So if that tells you how my August was, it was pretty Bloody Larry and Mary fantastic. But not today, not this morning. Nope, I am uber caffeinated on a fall-inspired coffee cocktail. It's like an... I got it like a place I love here in Nashville. It's called The Well Coffee House, and they have this like apple espresso tonic drink. And it is, I mean, it is goddamn delightful. It is goddamn delightful. And it has got me in the fall spirit, guys. It's here. It's here. Finally, like this hot weather is breaking and the breeze is coming in and I need it. I need it because it is full throttle. I am back in real life. I had a great August. It sipped away like a bottle of wine and a Bloody Mary. It was a lot of sipping in August, and I think it's important. I was just having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine earlier this morning. We went on a nice little post-school drop-off walk. You got to get your steps in. You know, you got to get it in while you can. And so we like to, you know, conversate and get the steps in at the same time and caffeinate. It's just a real big triple whammy. But I was saying it is, you know, she was asking about my time in August that I was lucky enough to be able to share with a group of friends that I don't always get to see very often. And I said it was so needed. I didn't realize how much I needed this time, not only for myself, but with my friends. And I know that we all don't have the luxury of taking this time. I understand that. So I just want to put that out there now. I understand that this was a very lovely gift. This was an opportunity. But I also want to say is when you do have the opportunity, you got to seize it. You got to seize it. You know, you got to do like a Bloody Caesar. And I think that's a Canadian version of a Bloody Mary with like Clamato juice. I don't know. We'll look it up later. But my point is that when you get the time, you got to make the most of it. And last month, I had the time and I made the most of it. And there's so many other places. Like, there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast that live in Europe, and I've spent time in Europe in various countries over there. And I gotta say, like, the idea of allowing rest and experiencing joy and like what brings pleasure to you in life, like, that is a common practice in many, many places that is not always like very popular here in the States. I'm just going to say that. Like, you know, our version of busy isn't like, oh, I had like a full productive day. Like, the American version of busy is like, I'm about to pass out, but I have 5 more things on my list. And if I don't do them, then I have failed and I am lazy. And if I don't make the most of every hour of this day, and then also have to have like some digital ring that counts like my steps and also like tells me how I'm breathing and how like I'm operating and if I'm getting enough sleep at night, and like, you know, and I have to carry around this giant hamster jug of water because I don't even have time to sit down and drink a normal cup size of water. I have to like carry and like my foraged water with me everywhere I go because there's not enough time. That's kind of like the American way of, I think, how we operate. And it's not done well for me. It has not been going well for me in that regard. To the point where before August, I'd had friends over. And yes, like, I know that I've been moving. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've heard me talk about how I've been moving, and I kind of overpacked my summer wanting to like do things, you know, bring my kids on adventures, and there was weddings, and then there's work, and then there's life, and there's all the things, you know, all the things, which are all blessings. But I hit a point when I was trying to make a fun activity out of painting like a wooden playground, and my new house had a wooden playground in the backyard. And I thought, what a fun family activity to paint it, as if like 7-year-olds and like 3-year-olds like love painting playgrounds in the dead heat of the summer at peak mosquito season. I didn't think it through, but I just was in that mode. I was like, oh, I got to get things done. I got to keep everyone busy. I got to be busy. And a friend of mine, truly, while I was standing like in the chaos of an unmoved in kitchen, just like put her hand down, and she was like, you have to stop now. She's like, you have to stop now. You have to slow down. You have to. And I think sometimes we all need that moment, and we all need that friend. And so if you've been in that mode, I'm going to tell you, I would highly recommend finding a moment where you got to stop now. You got to recharge your battery. You got to put on your oxygen mask. We know all these things. All the therapists, they say the same thing eventually. They will always tell you at one point to do the oxygen mask. You know what I mean? It's like when you're on an airplane and they tell you, you got to put your oxygen mask on before you help your kids put their oxygen mask on, before you help other people put their oxygen mask on. Because if you don't have yours on, you're going to pass out trying to help everyone else. So that's kind of what led me up to my August. And I had this beautiful opportunity to put on my oxygen mask. And I did get some good oxygen. It was touch and go there for a minute because the first trip was in Montana, up in Whitefish, which is a beautiful town up in Whitefish. If you've never been, highly recommend it. It's right by the Glacier National Park. And we did fly in. It did happen to be like peak fire season, and there were a lot of fires. So it was a little concerned about like if I was going to get like a true breath of oxygen up there. But luckily we were very grateful. There was some nice weather that came in, which is rain, which was really forgiving and helpful for the much needed. And these are natural forest fires that burn up there, which is positive. And luckily everything was safe, but in control, but still, you know, it's smoke inhalation. And and so luckily the weather was on our side, and it kind of calmed the air down, and we did get to breathe some oxygen. But it was lovely to be at a cabin with a group of girlfriends who I've known for a very long time from different walks of my life. And you know, I planned just enough activities. If you know me, I am an activity kind of gal. I don't do very well just sitting around, even in my oxygen reboot time. I like to have a schedule. It helps calm me, actually. but we had a great time. We had our Bloody Marys, our Bloody Larrys. There was puzzling. There was fishing. There's national park time, walking through the Glacier National Park. And most importantly, there was stargazing. And the stars are so amazing up there. A whole activity was made with just sitting in rocking chairs with like our heads fit. We could only have conversations with our heads pointed upwards, staring at the sky, because otherwise you'd miss all the shooting stars. And when I say all the shooting stars, I mean like every couple minutes there'd be another one just like flying across the sky. And being at like this time of life and also in current time where we spend so much of our time with our necks kind of pointed downwards and our heads into our phones, it was so nice to have the completely opposite position of our heads just all pointed upwards. And oh, it was, I didn't realize how much, one, my neck needed that. My neck really needed that kind of opposing position. It's really helped me sleep better. But two, more importantly, that like you need to just stop and look up and look out, and it's okay. Because I had all that guilt coming in, like, oh gosh, especially as a mother, I'm like, well, what, you know, I should be here. I should be there. All the shoulds, woulds, coulds, as opposed to just really being present. And it took me a minute. It took me a minute to get there. And I'm so glad that I did. And you know, had a wonderful time. I highly recommend getting out there and just putting on your oxygen mask. So I had a week in Montana. I had a week on the lake out in Georgia. By the end of the month and those couple little trips, I feel like I've got like a full tank of oxygen just strapped to my body and back in work mode. And by work mode, I mean just like survival mode, really. Back to the American way of just one day at a time with too many things to do and not enough time. And that's why I drink cold brew coffee. And that's why I'm back here with you. I mean, this is a saving grace right now. I do, thank goodness, I've had some opportunities to be able to kind of hop out and record the Super Bloom podcast. I am deep, deep in my renovation here. And so it is very loud. You know, it's been an interesting year. I went from moving into this house and it was me and my two children living in this like one room because everything else was chaos and falling apart. So the three of us lived in one room for like a little, maybe like a couple months, like 2 months. And then I got them moved into their rooms. I'm like kind of in my room. And then my kids also go to their dad's house. So then I just had a lot of alone time. And then I was just like, wow, this is a very empty, quiet house. And then now there is zero alone time. And there's basically at any given time, it is me, my kids, and then like a 4 to 6 other people hanging out. So it is just a party at all time. I got music going upstairs, music going downstairs. We got like hammers and nails and boards and all kinds of things. So, and the ghost. So it's a packed house here. It is a packed house, but it is a happy packed house. I have only cursed out my kind of makeshift kitchen once in a week. So that's good. That feels like a win. That feels like a win and a positive. But so far it's going well. It's going okay. My head is above water because my basement's not flooding anymore. That's another win. See, it's just, that's what happens when you put your oxygen mask on. You know, you just get like this super big dose of toxic positivity and then just wait for it all to just like slowly, you know, be sucked out of you from the real world out there. But I got it while I got it. I'm going to hold on tight.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, so it has been a busy summer, but it is nice to be back in the groove, back at home, and being here for you. Because part of the reason why I started these kind of cold brew conversations was so I could have a conversation with you, with the listener. And it's been a minute, but I've had some saved up questions for when I was ready kind of to get back on the mic, back in the chair, back in action, and give you my over-caffeinated, off-the-cuff answers to any dilemmas or any questions that you might be having. Speaking of dilemmas, Nelly and Ashanti are back together. What? What? NSYNC just hung out with Pete Diddy, with Puffy, with D to the I to the DDDY. All just hanging out. Nelly Furtado was there, looking amazing. This is a very good time for the millennials out there. This is it's just nice. It's just, we've needed this. You know, this is nice. Sorry, I just had to go. As soon as I see Dilemma, I got to talk about Dilemma, and then I got to talk about Nelly, and then I got to talk about Shanti. And then I just got to go off my tangent. But this is, we're going back to you. This is about you, the listeners. So I'm here for you. Me for you. Forever. Giving advice. Okay, let's go. We're kicking off with Trina. Trina, I really appreciate this question because I feel like I'm at the end of my kind of like wedding season as like an attendee. Like I feel like my wedding season for a lot of most people are usually like in their 20s and, you know, and then in the early 30s and it kind of like kind of slows down. So like now I only have maybe like one wedding a year as opposed to like the years when it was like six, you know, it was just crazy. And let's just get to the question because then this is going to give context. So Trina, you asked that you need some advice. Your friend is getting married in November and her bachelorette party is next month. A couple people dropped out for financial reasons, and now it's made the trip way more expensive for everyone else that's going. Now I can't afford the trip either. I've asked the bride if we could adjust some of the things we're doing so it's not as expensive, but she won't budge. Now I'm thinking I'm going to have to drop out too, but I feel bad for one, missing the bachelorette, and two, making it more expensive for everyone else. What would you do? This is honestly a very large pet peeve of mine. Is like the expectation, like the what it's become expected of people to, you know, participate in not just the wedding, but in all the things. In all the things. There's the engagement party, then there's the shower, and then there's the bachelorette, and then there's the wedding. I mean, that's just four events alone that usually each one not only comes with a gift, but now that everyone's doing destination weddings and destination bachelorettes, it is just really, really expensive to show up and celebrate your friend. Like, and that's a lot. And it's especially like now we're coming off of like COVID. Everyone's been like, there's a lot of things that have, you know, been financially affecting everyone globally on top of the fact that like, it's just gotten a little out of hand. It's gotten way out of hand because this also isn't just like, people don't just have like little bachelorette parties anymore. It's like, very big activities. Everyone's going to have matching clothes. You have to have like, it's a whole thing. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that as long as that the expectations are set from the very beginning. So what I've been very appreciative of is if I'm going on a bachelorette and they want everyone to dress the same, it's then maybe like everyone dresses in something that's like, you know, pink. Most people, if you don't, you can get like one pink thing, you can share it, you know, or if you have like an expectation of what you want everyone to wear, maybe you provide, you buy that outfit for your bridesmaids, or you buy that outfit for the people who are coming on your bachelorette. Because if they're already chipping in for the hotels and the nights out and the activities and the flights there, that's a lot. So I think for you in your particular situation, if you cannot afford to go on the bachelorette because of now the number has been adjusted of what is being expected of you to pay, like if I think it's fair for the bride to have to step in, and if she wants to then like offset that cost, then that's a fair way to handle it. Otherwise, it's okay to sit it out. Because you should not, like, you're not, you don't want to get there and then just be constantly stressed about every single, like, you have to take care of yourself. This goes back to oxygen mask. You also have to put your own financial oxygen mask on. That's a real thing too. You have to be able to say, like, are you going to go on this trip and then be miserable and stressed out about every single dime that's being spent? Are you even going to be able to have fun and be there and be present to celebrate your friend? Also, if it's about really celebrating your friend, be like, hey, I can't be there for this, but I can take, you know, and since I won't be spending this money on your bachelorette, can I please take you on like a spa day? Or can we go get like a really fun champagne brunch somewhere where I get to give you all of my attention? We get to celebrate you all over again and, you know, and just like keep the party going. Like, that's fair too. And if she's your real friend and if you're her real friend, you guys should be able to have a friendship that isn't defined whether by you being able to go on this bachelorette trip or not. And also, you can't, like, for other people, just like you should be able to sign up for a trip for a wedding thing and have it be one price. And that should not be fluctuating drastically because of course it's going to make things change. I mean, this is just something that really, really, really irks me. And I think it's harder to do. I don't know how old you are. If you're in your 20s, I understand, like, that's a lot of pressure. I think, like, once you get a little bit older and realize, like, you know what, we're all grown ups now and we're allowed to make decisions that, like, we need to make for ourselves. It becomes kind of, I think, easier to take that stance. But put on your own financial oxygen mask. You know, you want to be able, it's your money too. And you should be able, if you're going on a trip somewhere, you should be able to enjoy it too. And if you're not going to enjoy it and be able to be there and be joyful and happy for your friend, then don't go. You know, if it's become like that big of a price jump too, like, that should be fair. Or try to negotiate not doing some of those activities. You know, sometimes it's not that bad staying back at the Airbnb while everyone's like on a boat. Sometimes it's like, you know what? That's okay. I'll bring a good book, get a little vacation time in. Everyone should be able to, you know, have authority of what they want to do as well. But again, it's weddings have gotten a little cuckoo. They've gotten a little crazy. And I will say that is the nice thing about being a little bit older is that there are some things that I just can't make it to, you know, and it's more, there's a lot more grace and understanding, I think, when you get older for that. But that's my advice, Trina. Put on that financial oxygen mask. Take care of yourself. Bride will be fine.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, let's move on. Rachel, my friend and I are 22. Ooh, I don't know about you, but you're feeling... Okay, I'm sorry. I know I can't make it into a sentence with 22 without making a Taylor reference. It really has become a problem. Like, going back to like some of this vacation time, I just want to like there was a day where some of the other friends that were with us, I was with my friend Karina, who we like, she's the OG Swiftie in my life that really is like guided me. She's like my Swiftie, like my Swiftie Yoda, you know? And she and I, we went to the LA Taylor Swift concert together. And, but we were on this trip and there was truly a whole day where everyone like looked down at their clocks and they were like, oh wow. Or their Apple watches. And we're like, wow, we made it till like, you know, 10:30 in the morning without Karina and Candace talking about Taylor Swift. You know, I can't help it. Okay. Like, it's incredible. And yeah, and we spent a lot of time, but just like really trying to understand, like, when does the woman pee in that like almost 4-hour concert? Like, I missed things. I couldn't pee during her pee breaks. I don't get it. Like, we talked extensively about, and so I'm going to see the movie in theaters and I'm going to really study it to see like, what I'm going to try like a bathroom break in the theater and maybe that'll help. I don't know. All right, but back to you, Rachel. My friend and I are 22. Though we are college aged, we are not in college. We work full time. We're making decent money and ready to move out from living with our parents. And we're signing a lease, but the leasing agent wants us to have our parents sign the lease. None of our parents want to sign. And when we ask the agent why they needed a grantor, they didn't give us a real answer. We make more than the required amount. We love the apartment and it's the only one that works location-wise for budget. Should we give up and continue to live with our parents? though they're driving us bonkers. No, you get out. Don't do it. Don't stay. There is a point where, like, you gotta go. You gotta go. And it's gonna be good for you. I don't understand. At 22, you should be able, you shouldn't need, like, that's an interesting thing. I mean, look, it's been a minute since I've been 22. It's also been a minute, you know, since I've navigated, like, having to, it actually hasn't been that much, very long since I've had to navigate some, you know, big questions with my parents, to be honest. But also I will say, whatever the reason is for them not wanting to sign, probably a lot of it doesn't necessarily have to do, it doesn't have to do with more than thinking that you're irresponsible. It's probably just long-term, like, the relationship that they want to have with you. And I think that that actually is a positive thing. It's very easy when you're young, I think, to think like, oh, if my parents don't help me every step of the way, then, like, that means that they don't believe in me or they don't love me. And it is also really hard to realize when your parents, you know, separately from that, like, if your parents are not, like, necessarily superheroes, and they're just people, and they're people with their own lives and people with their own houses and mortgages and with their own stuff going on. And so you don't really always know what's going on in their life either, is what I would say to you, because I don't know what's going on in your parents. I don't know why they wouldn't want to, you know, sign a lease with you. But I would continue your search or ask if there is, like, any other, anyone else in your life who would be willing to sign, you know, whether it's an aunt or, like, just another adult in your life who could possibly kind of help you out. And those are hard conversations to have, asking someone for help. But golly, if you learn how to do that at the age of 22, it's really only going to serve you later on. Because no matter what, you will find your position, you will find yourself in a position in life when you're going to have to just phone a friend and be like, I need help. I can't do this alone. And I really hate that I'm having to ask you for this. And also, if you know that you're good financially, that's a different conversation with someone, as opposed to, like, I just need you to kind of sign your name here. And like, you can even do due diligence where there's, like, an understanding of whatever you can do to kind of make sure that whoever would be signing, you know, on as a grantor, like, would feel safe and protected. And maybe even asking, you know, the apartment, whoever owns the building, you know, if there was, like, a lease term, like, how long there needed to be someone else signed onto the lease. Cause sometimes, you know, and so it wouldn't be, like, indefinitely. Maybe it could just be for a short interim of time until you can prove that you're steady on your rent payments. But I wouldn't be so discouraged by the no that you're getting from your families, and see it as an opportunity to, you know, take that step out on your own. And if, and again, this is all if you confidently know that you're financially able to do that. If you need that time to save a little extra money, save the extra money. You know, it is, I mean, prices are high out there. You can just give it a Google. Everyone's saying it. That's not just you. Everyone is very well aware that it is a cuckoo time when it comes to rent prices and housing prices and the market. But also, if you do have the ability to kind of just get out there and leave the nest, then fly, baby bird. Put on some T-Swift, and I don't know about you, but you should be feeling 22. All right, we're going to wrap up with Mandy. And I also really appreciate these more in-depth questions. I mean, we looked for them, but I do appreciate being able to give my advice with really no understanding of if my advice is good or not, but it's really nice to be able to kind of dive into these deeper questions. Because also, for the record, I am still on strike. We as actors, as the entire, you know, SAG-AFTRA Guild, we are on strike. So a lot of the questions I receive are unfortunately about a subject matter that I'm not willing or at liberty to discuss. So if you do want to submit questions, please go to @asuperbloompod on Instagram, and you can DM your questions and conundrums for me to answer and solve for you right here in the microphone. I will, with the soothing vocal stylings of Candace King, I will just solve all your problems, just one question at a time. All right, too much caffeine. Let's go to Mandy, closing it out with Mandy. Oh my gosh, speaking of Mandy, I did get to go see Mr. Wives on their opening night here in Nashville. They played Brooklyn Bowl, and holy fucking shit. Go. If you can go see Mandy just singing her heart out, if you can go see Mr. Wives play, they're on tour with Bishop Briggs, who is also amazing, powerhouse vocalist, like beautiful, beautiful voice. And Mr. Wives is everything that you want from a show. I mean, just the, like, Mandy's stage presence. If you did not listen to my interview with Mandy a few weeks back, I sat down with her to talk about her career and talk about specifically her record Super Bloom. You know, that album obviously is, one, just so good, and two, means a lot to me enough that I called my podcast a Super Bloom podcast. So go check it out. And Mandy, I know that you are not the lead singer, Mandy, who wrote this question. You are not the lead singer of Mr. Wives, but I just had to go on that Mandy tangent. Okay, Mandy tangent over. Mandy answering Mandy question beginning. Hi, Candace. Hi, Mandy. Mandy wrote, I just moved to a new city. My friend introduced me to this guy she thought would be perfect for me. We met, hit it off. I've been dating him for 3 months and he's great. I think I'm falling in love with him, but I found out he used to date my friend that introduced us. I'm making a face right now that you can't see. Okay. They claim it wasn't serious, but they did sleep together numerous times. Am I wrong for being mad that neither of them told me after I already caught feelings? I value your friendship. And I like him, but I feel like I can't trust either of them. Oof. Okay. So, yeah, that's not good. It's one thing to be introduced by your friend, but that should have been the first thing your friend told you was, hey, this might be weird, but I used to date this guy and he's awesome. Yes, we hung out, we had sex, we fooled around, but like, this was a long time ago. This is ancient history. Like, it truly, there's nothing there. But he's like a really good person. And like, you guys being friends with both of you, I think you guys should meet. You guys would be great if it's not too weird. Like, that should have been the first thing said. It's very peculiar to me that she didn't tell you what, like, this information that raises a red flag just immediately. And also because there is a big difference between, you know, oh my gosh, 100 million years ago, we got drunk and made out and then nothing ever happened again. And it was just like this one random thing, as opposed to that they kind of dated for a while, or that they obviously, it sounds like you, that you said they slept together numerous times. Yeah, that's not good. Like, I'm more concerned, like, for the dude. I'm more concerned about the girl. Like, I wouldn't continue seeing him, because that's weird too. It just seems like it's been this big secret around you. Again, this isn't like I think there's a big difference between like just making out, or just like it happened once a long time ago, as opposed to they were obviously like sleeping together multiple times. That feel, and then like no one told you. That's not a good feeling. And there's also like, look, I can, if we want to flip the coin on the other side and be like, you know, it really was so insignificant to them. And then that's why they didn't want to tell you. I also don't know how old you are, because I feel like that kind of, like, I feel like, I don't know why that feels like it just makes such a big difference. Like, there is an element when, like, you're younger and everyone wants to talk about everything and, like, make sure that everyone knows every single little thing about the other person. And I think as you get older, everyone just stops kind of caring as much. And it's kind of like, yeah, everyone's got a history. Everyone's got life experiences, where when you're younger, it's just so, it's all new and it's all fresh. And you know, you feel like you just want to experience everything for the first time with someone. And the fact that they'd had any experiences with anyone else just feels really dramatic. But this, I would have to take a time out from a friend for a minute and kind of reevaluate what the situation is. And kind of talk with them separately and also think about how it's been when you've all hung out together. Like, do you have a weird feeling? Yeah, that's a tough position. And it could just be complete ancient history that didn't feel significant enough to even kind of warrant telling you. But that's for you to kind of figure out and navigate. But I would feel weird about it. You said you feel like you can't trust them. I'd feel that way right now too. So if anything, I'm just validating your feelings, Mandy. I hear you. I see you. Feelings, consider them validated. All right. Woof, man. Yeah, you got to put your relationship oxygen mask. That's the theme today, is you got to make sure you got to get your oxygen mask. You got to get your financial oxygen mask. You got to get your, like, 22-year-old independent oxygen mask on. And then you got to get your relationship oxygen mask on. And that's not just romantic relationships. That's with your friendships too. So everyone, thank you for hanging out with this week for my cold brew conversations. I really appreciate it. Please catch up on A Super Bloom podcast. And I would love more questions. You know what I'm not allowed to talk about, unfortunately. So give me what's going on in your life. And I would love to give you my awful, terrible advice. And as well as my really, really good advice. And I can sit here and tell you that the advice that's really, really good is 100% good, because I've paid multiple therapists in my life. And I'm just taking all the advice that they gave me and I'm just regurgitating it back to you. So it's like free therapy, really. It's like, you know, it's like the discount version. So, you know, it's like off Fifth, you know, Nordstrom Rack. It's the backroom Lohmann's version of therapy. And that's what I'm here for. And that's what I'm here for you. So put your oxygen mask, take care of yourselves. See you next week.